No, we don't. I don't know what we're officials. I don't know. Who knows? I don't guess that's the difference anymore. And he starts with Hashem Elokeinu by Nicholas Lanov and Neinat Oilam Lassus called Divrei Torah Zos. So that phrase means a lot of different things. It's sometimes quoted, almost like colloquially. And he starts with Hashem Elokeinu. There's a chelik of Torah that's nister. There's no question that there's a whole part of Chachmas HaTorah that's beyond our regular comprehension. And he starts with Hashem Elokeinu. Chazal talk about it, Chazal reference it, Chazal sometimes even give us certain inklings about it, there are certain sugars here and there. There were Nevi'im that saw things that we can't even begin to fathom. It's Maisei Makovas, Chazal speak of Maisei Bereishis. There were great Rishonim. We know, had inklings and understandings of worlds that are way beyond our comprehension. Every once in a while, the Ramban just, you know, drops a hint in his Parashat Chumash about certain things that that we don't know anything about. So for most of us, Hani Starz L'Shem Lakim, for most of us are not going to reach that stage in our learning to be able to delve into that Chelik of Torah. But that was very clear, the Ramban is very clear about this in the study of Torah. About how, yes, there is a certain chilek of Torah that is nistar, but that is nistar for a reason. And the first one has to, the Rambam speaks about molek reisai, you have to first be filled to the gills with the regular Torah, so to speak. What's the regular Torah? So the Rambam writes, leid the osav amutra, chayi v'apotar, v'tam v'ator, v'kiyim, v'shas, v'shaynin, v'paiskim, v'shaklon, you have to know kol tar kula of this world, and then the Ram says, then maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe you'll get a chance, possibly, even then, maybe not. So for most of us, for most of our lives, and it starts with okay, every once in a while, you know, we may get a little treat, a little taste. You read in the Sefer, that'll quote you something from a Zohar, you know, read a little Nefesh HaChayim, something with other Svarim, you'll get a little bit of something that, you know, has some kind of a, you know, remnants of something in the Elamas Al Yoinim, whether we'll understand it or not, it's another question. How much we should be spending time on those things, a different question. But for most of us, it's still Hashem Elokim. So which part of it is for us? It's a lot for us. So what's the Nigla? What's the Nigla? The Nigla is Pesach on the time of days. The Nigla is Vavasim Hashem, the Pesach of an Aleph. The nigla is kshas, mishaynim, paiskim, shachan aruch, g'dayli achrayim. This is nigla for us. This is our treat. This is Torah. This is our nigla. Slonav and now, d'olam las, it's called divrei Torah zos. But d'olam forever and ever and ever. Whether we'll ever be zoicha to the other half, maybe we will, maybe we will, maybe we won't, we don't know. But this part is, tov ha'shav l'chol nefesh, the Rambam writes. Every Jew has a shaychas to the nigla, slonav and now, d'olam. You know, there are more quotes, a tradition that we have, that the Lag BaOmer is the Yuritzad of Rishon BaYochai. So the personality of Rishon BaYochai clearly is linked to the Olam of Nistar. No question that one of the greatest people in our history who had an inkling as to what was going on, more than an inkling as to what was going on in the Olam HaNistar, was Rishon BaYochai. Rishon BaYochai was one of the Talmidim of Chacham, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara tells us already. Even in the world of Nikla, the Gemara tells us he was Nichnas B'Shalom, Yotze B'Shalom, Nichnas L'Pardes, one of the Tanoim who succeeded in entering into that realm of Sisrei Torah, whatever that means. So Rabbi Akiva was Moshe, that Chochmah to his Talmud, to Rishon BaYochai. So yeah, Rishon BaYochai, Chaber Sefer HaZayar, one of the main figures in Teres HaNistar in our tradition. So there's a lot of connection to Rishon BaYochai at this time when we speak about Lag BaOmer. So the question is, what does this really mean for us in Tachlis? You know, I mean, you know, I again, and this is not meant at all to cast any negativity on other people who sometimes emphasize other things. Different Baalchem, different Hashkofas, and different approaches to different things. It's not at all meant, but even the Masha or Tipa Menayam of any negativity. But for most of us, let's be real. For most of us, we could sing Rosh Hashanah songs. We could sing. We could read passages from the Zohar. But come on, most of us doesn't. Need I say more? How do we link to a personality of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? So we shouldn't forget. Yeah. Whatever Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was in the world of Nistar, whatever Rabbi Akiva was in the world of Nistar, Rabbi Shimon was also, to quote from Sachem, the one who said, Dover Grem Ramam Kabbalah. Rabbi Shimon learned Kalatar Kula. Rabbi Shimon was a Talmud Mubak of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who kept Tosh Rappel alive for us. He was the one who was Talmidim or Remei, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosef, the ones who wrote the Mishnayos for us. All of Tosh Rappel that we learn today is through the eyes of Rabbi Akiva, through Rabbi Shimon, through his Talmidim. So we shouldn't think that Rabbi Shimon was just in a world of dancing around Meron and Tzvah. Rabbi Shimon was Tyra, Limra Tyra. Kisvul Lachem is Hashir, he lost his Shachar, he's Arvo. That was the real Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that we can relate to. There were other dimensions of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that the Maisim can't even relate to. But the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva, the Deiris, soon after the Churban, the Deiris, when we Yaseh, the Yaseidah, Yaseidahs for us, and how we learn that Derech Halimu today, through the eyes of Rabbi Akiva, through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, through those Tanoim, through the Chasimus HaMishnah, Chasimus HaGemara, that was the gift that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva brought to us. So maybe, it's a good time to focus on that because we have a much better chance of connecting to that in any real way. I know it's a very Litvish show, Doesn't know when I give the Tzvah tours for Antius Bakolo. So what do I do in the Tzvah tours? I spoke about, the Perishmias, and speak about the way you place the Erev Chatzeres in the Shul and Tzvah, and speak about, the Chiddush HaSmicha, what's the Kerech HaBeis HaGolah B'Zvah, that's not the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is only a Mekubal. Last I checked, he wrote a whole Beis Yosef, that's not Kabbalah. Last I checked, he wrote a Shulchan Aruch, that's not Kabbalah. So yeah, the Beis Yosef was a big Mekubal, of course it was a big Mekubal. But that was on top, that was the icing on the cake of who he really was. Beis Yosef was the Shulchan Aruch, was the Kesef Mishnah, was all the Kesef Mishnahs that we spent this year, and all the Beis Yosefs, and all the Shulchan Aruch. That was the Beis Yosef. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had a comment. It's a very, very piercing comment. Whether it's accepted or not is a different story, but it's a very, 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 very critical comment. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was commenting on the pasuk "V'asafta b'ganecha." Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, he said it with the correct. He said, "V'asafta b'ganecha is not such a great thing." He said, "Adam chavish b'shas charisha, zereya b'shazriya, kaitz b'shas ktsira." What was the end of his phrase? Tyra Matelah. What's going to be with Tyra? Now again, whether Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai meant that as a halachic statement, and therefore you shouldn't be doing those things, that's a machlokes rishon. What Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai even said, even if that's what he meant as a halachic statement, you shouldn't be doing those things. It's far from clear that we follow Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In fact, it appears in the Gemara and the Shulchan we don't follow Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in that. Machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But even if it doesn't mean what the pshuto means, that just stop your charisha, stop your zriya, stop everything. But it's still chelik of Torah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai made that statement on his yurt site. It's a day to think about what that means. The phrase is Torah Matel. Yes, there are certain things that we do in the world that are justified. And for most of us, we're justified. Again, I don't know what there's an agricultural major in YU these days. So most of us are probably not going to farming. But you could plug in the Adam study for this bishas this and for this bishas that and internship this bishas that. It's all good. And Shulchan Aruch we pass it. Tarish Yeshim Amalocha. Self Kayabism. It's good. This is not an anti-studying. It's not all. But in Kolzeh, a person has to have at the back of the mind, Tarbat Te'aleh, in the sense of perspective. What's the goal of all these things? If the goal of all these other pursuits that we have are to create our ability to be a real ben Torah, to be able to make a pranosa, to be able to support a wife and children down the line, to pay yeshiva tuition down the line, that's great. That's wonderful. That's gewaldig. But you have to have those, the words of Rav Shimon Yochai in front of your eyes all the time. Teira matei alel. Sometimes when we get involved in so many other pursuits, which are okay, which are just like, not only okay, they're mitzvahs, the Lashem Shemayim. Teira matei alel. Still, we got to remember what the ikar is, what's the tough one. Where, keep your eye on the ball. The ball is teira matei alel. There's a fascinating comment of Rabbi Gershom in Baba Basra. The end in Perek Yishnechlin, when the Gemara says that on Tu Ba'av was a great day of celebration, and one of the reasons the Gemara says that it was a great celebration Tu Ba'av is because of what's called Yom Tov Abankel. It was the day that they finished chopping the wood for the Beis HaMikdash for that year, because once the summer was already ending, very late into the summer, so the wood wasn't so strong anymore, and that wood wouldn't be good for the Beis HaMikdash anyway. So by Tu Ba'av, by halfway through the summer, we finished whatever wood we had to chop, we chopped. That was the end of the Zman of cutting down wood. The Gemara says that day they made a simple celebration, it was on a Mikdash. What was the celebration? If you asked me, I would say, what was the celebration? Celebration was, because they finished doing a mitzvah, you finish a mitzvah, you make a celebration, make a party, make a yom tif. Rabbi Gershom says, very, very powerful. Rabbi Gershom goes up on the side of the Basra. The celebration was, once they stopped chopping the wood, they were able to go back to the base manager and continue learning the Tosfos. We don't say Tosfos, we live before Tosfos. Go back to the Sugyos, go back to Tosfos, go back to the Gemara. Now, I ask you, basically, chopping wood for the Beis HaMikdash is very important. It is critical. And we don't have chopped wood, we're not going to have karbanos. So we have to chop the wood, and it's a good thing, it's a positive gewaldig. But you know what? Moshchein yechrech narutza. Moshchein, the Beis HaMikdash is pulling me back. Even the chopping of the wood, as important as it is, I'm celebrating the fact, Baruch Hashem, we did mitzvah tayyivah, that's gewaldig, and now I'm back to Tosfos. Now I'm back to Reb Chaim. Now I'm back to the Rosh where the Birchsa Mitzvah, Birchsa Sheva, Taz, we didn't even talk about Taz yet. Rambam's and Raimitz, I'm back to Torah. Back to the Torah, wow. Kila Shaf Mizara. That's our perspective. That has to be our perspective in life. So all the things and the good things that we're doing in this world, and they're good, but keep those words of it. Torah Te'Allah, don't forget. Torah Te'Allah. So if you want a legacy from Shuba Yochai, from the Akiva, for us, that can mean something for us. That can have real something just to sink our teeth into. So don't forget that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Yochai, when the Heilige Tanoim were talking the same language that we're talking. They were a Braisa. The Braisa says, Hashaychet is this Omer Bar Al Hashchita. Mavarach Abicha. Who the Tanoim? Who the Braisa? They were by the Tanoim. It's Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Akiva. It's the same people. They were the ones who set the stage. They were the ones who said all the terms that we use today, all the kashrut terms, all the shul terms, all the shul terms that we say today, come right out of the words of the Hilge Tanoim, the Mishnayos, and the Braises, and the Seftas, and the Amoraim's understanding of those Tanoim. That is Torah. So, wow. That's something to walk away with this time of year. Everyone, a lot of atzlach and all your endeavors, especially as your endeavors are going to become piling up pretty seriously in the next couple of weeks. So, remember. Turn my tail left, and when the finals are over, make a big suda, go right back to this mission. Shalom, chance.